Rabbi Nachmanthal has zicha entitled Tzipisil Yoshua, just to anticipate the coming of the Mashiach. The Gemara quotes it in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, that one of the questions Hashem is going to ask a person on Yom HaDin is Tzipisil Yoshua. Now, what exactly are we looking forward to? So that's the topic of this sicha. What are we looking forward to? So number one, Rabbi Nachmanthal points out the whole list. Number one, Chiddush Avodas Chol Karbanos Kulam, the Karbanos. Chance to offer Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Two, having a Beis HaMikdash. Technically, the Gemara discusses a way in the Mishnayos. You can offer Karbanos without the Beis HaMikdash, but it's better to have a Beis HaMikdash. You want the Beis HaMikdash too? That's number two. Three, the Avodas Yom Kippur, the real thing, not just the davening, but the real thing. Looking forward to. Three, four, that the Goyim stop bothering us. Yafsiku Lertzorach Otanu. Shekol Lertzorach Tzela Am Yisrael, Pitaras Yisrael. Am Yisrael will live in Eretz Yisrael, serving Hashem without the Goyim bothering us. A fourth thing looking forward to. Five, Nizkel Kaim Kol Mitzvah Tzlius Baretz, to keep all the Mitzvah Tzlius Baretz, with all their Chumras, the whole Chumrasa. See, since nowadays, a lot of the Dinim, relating to Mitzvah Tzlius Baretz, are only Midrabanan. Because most of the Jews don't live in Eretz Yisrael yet, and there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Yovel. So we're going to have the full Mitzvah Deraisa of Eretz Yisrael. Now, Rabbi Nachmanthal points out that this doesn't mean life's going to be easier. It means life's going to be better in a Ruchnius sense. There are going to be a lot of Chumras. For example, the Dini Tumah V'Tahara. Dinim Tumah V'Tahara. Nowadays, we really don't deal very much with dinim tumah v'tahara. A kohen can't go to a cemetery, but bizman the Mashiach, when there's Beis HaMikdash, and you have the halachos of going into Har HaBayis, you have to know whether you're tamei or tahor, and there's so many detailed dinim. It's going to be a much more involved life. Not an easier life, but not an easier life, but a better life. Let's say on Yom Tov, you finish davening, you don't go home to eat. You get in a long line of Nemesis rights to go offer a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. That's going to be Yom Tov. That's what he writes. After a Jew finishes Shacharis and Musaf, nowadays, go home and eat, drink, and you sleep. By the way, here, Nemetzal mentions, that's the idea of plastic. Hashem gave it, what's the idea? How does plastic fit in? So plastic's not makabel tumah. So Nemetzal quotes that Bisman, when the Mashiach comes, the Beis HaMikdash to be built, it's going to take a while to get used to all the halachos of tumah v'tahara. So until then, we'll use plastic to avoid the issue. We'll learn all the halachos and then get used to using kalim in the normal way, not after using plastic. It's a very interesting idea. Very interesting idea. That plastic will help us be Mos HaMashiach. Let's go further. Rav Nachmanthal quotes the famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perites. The Rambam talks about, you know, we want to get Schar Olam Haba. That's the ultimate Schar. So how come the Torah always talks about Schar Olam Haza? So the Rambam writes that the purpose of getting Schar Olam Hazeh is in order that our lives should be smooth and comfortable enough that we can serve Hashem and ultimately get more Schar Olam Haba. It says, Yasir Menu called Brian Hamoni Vesan Melas Osa, Choli Muhammad Rab Yotzeban. A person wants to avoid sick and wars, lo'aleinu. That takes away from your shalva to serve Hashem. A gadol who's sick, lo'aleinu, can't learn Torah the way he normally does. So the Rambam writes, the reason why we daven for Gashmiya's success is so that we are able to be able to serve Hashem comfortably. Without having to be running around. We don't want service. We don't want wars. It's all so we can serve Hashem better. So that's what we're waiting for, the Mos HaMashiach. That's what we're waiting for. Now, obviously, a person has to serve Hashem well even when there is a war, even when they are sick. But Rav Nemetzar writes, "B'cholzot, imayitnim lamod hayichon masig od yoter." If you're free to learn, it's even better if you're not sick. But and the Rambam writes, "Mipnei ze nitzavu kol Yisrael neviyim chachamim limosam Mashiach kdei shalasok b'toyro mitzvos kahogen." Oh, so you can learn Torah and do mitzvot. That's why. That's what we're waiting for. Oh, Rav Nemetzar goes on to say, and therefore, mi sheyoshev b'yeshiva b'lo me Torah, yesol pra'achshav b'olam ha'at mein yimos ha'mashiach. It's mamash mein olam haba. If you're in yeshiva now, and yeshiva, your gashmis is taken care of, you're just there to learn and do mitzvahs, wow, it's mamash mein olam haba. Those of you that are listening to this CD, it means after your first year, so stay another year. How about you give up yimos ha'mashiach? That's it. Well, Rav Nelson doesn't say that, but he probably would say that, but he doesn't say that here in the Sikha. And that's a beautiful idea. Yeshiva's mamash mein yimos ha'mashiach. Because you're free to learn without all the worries about parnasa and the other physical things. Beautiful. Rav Nemetzar writes, Bimos HaMashiach, what's going to be happening? You turn on the radio, there's going to be a shir from El HaMashiach. You go to a different station, there'll be a Chazar shir for a shir that Moshe Rabbeinu gave or someone else gave. And you want to hear Chadashot? He says, what are the Chadashot going to be? What's the news going to be? Here's what Rav Nemetzar writes. Chumrot Chadashot, Bilchus Shumas from Isris, which will be their Isa now. See, once the base of ministry is built and the Jews move back to Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a lot of new chumras, because everything's going to be deraisa. So that's going to be the chadashot. So that's what we're waiting for. You open up the newspaper, and it's about what shir is going to be given, what's happening in the base of Mikdash. Oh, beautiful. Therefore, Nevin Saul writes that if you want to be ready for Yemos HaMashiach, you want to acquire Ahavas HaTorah now. Since what we're hoping for is to be free to learn Torah, you want to acquire the Ahavas HaTorah now. That's part of our Hachana. This is a deep idea. Part of Tzipisul Yoshua is to acquire Ahavas HaTorah. That's what Nemetzar writes, and he quotes the famous Igle Tal in the introduction. The Igle Tal writes, some people say that if you're a lomed, if you learn Torah, and you say Chidushim, and you're happy, that's not called Lishma so much, because you're enjoying it. The Igle Tal says, no, that's wrong. That's an Iker Mitzvah Slima Torah to enjoy it. Then the Divrei Torah are Nivlaim B'damo, they're absorbed in your blood, and it becomes a part of you. That's the bracha we say, Birach HaTorah, B'harav Nash Emolkeinu, make the Torah sweet. It's a mitzvah. You're supposed to enjoy your learning. Rebbe Zal always says, when you learn Torah, it's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. When you're in Hilchos Shabbos, it's Talmud Torah and the mitzvah of Zochah Shem HaShabbos HaKadosh. And when you learn Hilchos Shabbos on Shabbos with the Igle Tal, then it's Talmud Torah, it's Zochah Shem HaShabbos HaKadosh, and it's Onek Shabbos. You're enjoying Shabbos as well. So this is what we're waiting for by Yemos HaMashiach. That's a Tzipisul Yoshua. And we should work on these things now to appreciate what it would be to have Karbanos and Beis HaMikdash and to want to learn Torah, to want to serve Hashem. Because that's what Hashem is going to give us, that opportunity. So this is, again, a deep idea. Part of our avoda during this time of the year is to focus more on Tzipisul Yoshua. And part of Tzipisul Yoshua is to focus on developing a love for Limud Torah and mitzvos. Because that's what we're really waiting for, is Mad Mashiach. Very deep idea.